You're listening to SBS News.
Just 2 hours south of Sydney, the township of Kiama is a popular tourist destination. Situated on the headland above Surf Beach, Gordon Tolman's caravan park is at capacity. He says the school holiday season has brought an influx of travellers.
It's like unprecedented. We're experiencing huge volumes of phone calls, inquiries, online bookings, from all over the place. We still get inquiries from Victoria. It's like Christmas time, probably 6 weeks early.
The New South Wales South Coast is a region that relies on the tourist dollar, a draw card for visitors itching for a long-awaited getaway.
It's been beautiful down here. Yeah, totally enjoyed it. Bit of wind, but apart from that, it's been great, yeah. It's been 20 years since we've been down in this area, and I've actually said that I'd love to retire down here.
Oh, it was a joy to just relax and stretch out and not have to worry about work or kids.
There are currently no known coronavirus cases in the region, but some locals are apprehensive as a holiday weekend looms.
I think we prefer it a little quieter.
We're dreading the long weekend. When it's so manic on the weekend, that one stretch of street, I kind of cross over and come down or go the back way. Just keep away from it all.
Last school holidays, a cluster emerged in another South Coast tourist hub, Batemans Bay. It's a crisis Kiama's mayor, Mark Honey, wants to avoid.
If you're not prepared to adhere to the protocols that are set down throughout the state, please don't come. We don't want people here breaking the rules.
In the neighbouring town of Berry, the lunchtime crowds serve as an indication of what's to come. Alison Hayes co-owns a restaurant on the main street.
We do have significant wait lists, so going from 100 seats to 57 is a big hit. And unfortunately, a lot of venues in Berry have a lot less seats than that. So I think it's difficult for the town to cope with the level of the demand.
While regional areas are keen to reinvigorate their economies, experts like epidemiologist Mary Louise McLaws are concerned the warmer weather and easing restrictions may trigger a rise in infections. She says this was witnessed during the summer holiday season in the United Kingdom, where smaller towns bore the brunt of community transmission.
This is a lesson in the UK and in France. We can get second and third waves. So small townships can be at risk. But the important thing is for everyone to respond rapidly when they do feel unwell.
But for businesses, the holiday rush has provided a much-needed boost. Tony Lewis owns a homewares store in Berry.
Getting the bushfires, the floods, and then a pandemic was a trifecta we didn't need. So unfortunately we have that, but Berry is still a destination. People are coming here. They're behaving very, very well, the public.
Raj Ray owns a winery just outside Berry.
It's really nice to have visitors back here again, and we all want to be safe and well and healthy, but also to enjoy life as we want to do with our friends and family.
A taste of freedom as states begin relaxing restrictions. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.